Bulletin COP30 Brazil, information from the UN Conference for Climate Change.
The COP30 presidency, scheduled to take place in November in Belém, Brazil, has issued its fourth official letter to the international community, calling for Mutirão Global, global collective effort to accelerate action against climate change. In the document, Brazil reaffirms its commitment to implementing the outcomes of the global stocktake, as agreed at COP28 under the Paris Agreement, and proposes a new dynamic for collective mobilization in response to the climate crisis. The letter was released during the mid-year climate negotiation in Bonn, Germany. Attendees included COP30 President Ambassador André Correa do Lago, COP30 CEO Ana Toni, and high-level climate champions Nigar Apadarai, COP29, and Danny Yoshupi, COP30. The presidency's message remains clear. COP30 aims to unite thousands of subnational governments, investors, NGOs, and communities to transform commitments into tangible outcomes. The goal is to usher in a new era of collective climate action, where global cooperation drives a lasting response to the crisis, as emphasized by COP30 President's Ambassador André Correa do Lago.
Nós estamos identificando
He says, we have identified a significant opportunity to accelerate the implementation process. We will take the main elementaries of the global stocktake, endorsed by 198 countries, and implement its core themes.
Trabalhar na implementação desses principais temas.
Brazil's headline proposal seeks to transform the Paris Agreement's global balance into a globally determined contribution. The COP30 action agenda will be structured around six main areas. Within these themes, 30 key objectives will be defined, including tripling renewable energy capacity, healthing deforestation, and enhancing global food security. Dan Yoshup, the COP30 high-level champion for climate, stated that this new approach to mobilization and implementation strengthens the collective effort to limit the global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius. He says, everything suggests that we are approaching an implementation cycle that will be faster and broader than previous cycles.
This will be a pivotal milestone for the event in Brazil, given its relatively length preparatory period.
The COP30 presidency aims to establish an inclusive and transparent structure with effective monitoring mechanisms, capable of transforming real-world solutions into scalable and replicable policies, as stressed by Ana Toni, COP30 CEO.
E a partir desses problemas
She says, based on these real problems, this is what the government, private sector, subnational entities, and civil society can collectively do. We believe the key is to focus on the overall balancing, working from tangible issues and challenges to accelerate the implementation of this objectives. COP29 high-level climate champion Nigar Apadarai of Azerbaijan says that simplifying mobilization initiatives improve the efficiency of learning from the past and extracting future actions.
COP29, we also launched our 14 initiatives, which were very successful, and a couple of areas were specifically prioritized. The continuity, like water, health, we had, urbanization, we had. But what is important at this stage with COP30, what we are trying to do with Dan, with my colleague, is to have some streamlining to bring efficiency to this process.
The fourth letter outlines commitments such as supporting a just energy transition, doubling the average annual rate of improvement in energy efficiency by 2030, and phasing out fossil fuels in energy systems in an orderly and equitable manner. The letter also mentions coordinating with other multilateral initiatives, such as the Global Alliance Against Hunger and Poverty, launched at the G20. With information of COP30, Nicholas Riley.
Bulletin COP30 Brazil. Information from the UN Conference for Climate Change, a Brazilian presidency partnership of COP30 with the government radio agency. For more information, visit cop30.br.